Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Hilton Head Island Bluffton Chamber's Five Questions With podcast. This is the place we take a deep dive with thought leaders from around our region. Let's get the conversation started. Our president and CEO for the chamber, Bill Miles, is going to be chatting today with Hilton Head Island's town manager, Steve Riley. Steve has been at the helm for 30 years. He's going to be retiring in the end of December, and we're curious to find out what he has to say about what are his favorite projects along the way, what are the biggest challenges he's faced, and what lessons can be learned for the next Hilton Head Island town manager.
Welcome, Steve, and let's get right to it.
Thanks, Bill.
Steve, you've had a stellar career as the town manager for the town of Hilton Head Island. And as you look back on nearly 30 years of service to the town, what do you consider to be really the top three projects that you're most proud of?
There's an awful lot that I am proud of. But I think if I had to get it down to three, it's the role I was able to play in the land acquisition program. It started just as I was arriving here, and so I've been able to be a part of every piece of property that we bought. And that's about 150 transactions and over 1,300 acres. And, you know, parks, public facilities, just open space and less overall development. There's just less traffic. There's so many positives that came out of that land acquisition program. So that's one. Another, which encompasses a variety of things, is our tax increment finance district, which has been a 25-year, $115 million, $110 million project. Capital improvements all over the island. Great collaboration with University of South Carolina, Beaufort, with the county, with the school districts, with the PSDs. And so a lot accomplished there, the signature projects being the hospitality management campus with USCB, and then the new Celebration Park that we're getting ready to open. So that would be number two. And number three, maybe a little unusual to folks, but the consolidation of the fire departments. Michael Neal, who was the guy who hired me and the previous manager, had started to put that together, but it came together after I took over. And we've done so much to build a really world-class fire department. But the other thing is, we've rebuilt or replaced every single fire station. You know, these guys are there one third of their life. Every third day, they're on shift 24 hours. And so they deserve, you know, a good home atmosphere and good working conditions. But we also build all these fire stations so that, God forbid, after the storm, they're community centers. They're remote places where people can get to and we can get supplies to them. So that's my big three.
Yeah, great. Well, you know, you've sat in the town manager's chair for nearly three decades at the town of Hilton Head Island, and your background is in planning, and you've certainly been a great visionary for Hilton Head Island. And as you look forward to the next decade, from your perspective, what do you see today as will be that the biggest challenges during that next decade?
To me, and I've been talking about this for a long time, the great challenge is before us right this moment. And it's the Gateway Corridor project, the widening of the or replacement of the bridges and the widening of 278 through the island to the Cross Island. I can't say enough about the importance of that project. We are a major cog in a growing region. There are traffic going off the island as well and coming on the island, and we will continue to see growth. We'll continue to see folks who want to come over here for our great amenity package, for our resorts, for our beach. And we've got people who will work here, and we've got people who will live here and work in a variety of other exciting things that are on the mainland and in the region. That region is going to grow to encompass Savannah and Beaufort and a whole lot more. That bridge has to be replaced. It has to be widened. It has to be six lanes. And I worry at times that we're letting it be driven by some folks who want to kill the project, and that will simply choke this island off over, not immediately, but over time. We have to do that project. And we have to take care of the people who live along that road network. Those families in Stoney were frankly disadvantaged when we widened it to four lanes back in the 80s. They've always been disadvantaged, and doing nothing does nothing to address what they've been living with all this time. You got to take care of them, but you got to widen.
Great. You've seen a lot over the last 30 years, and if you had that magic wand, you've always been a leader that's been accessible and certainly willing to put yourself out there. But if you had a magic wand that you could wave and help Hilton Head Island residents understand about Hilton Head Island town government, what do you wish that the residents of Hilton Head better understood about Hilton Head Island town government?
You know, one of the things that has frustrated me over the years and from time to time, particularly on contentious projects, is an attitude that comes to the table of folks who just somehow think that we don't get it, that somehow we're not real people, that somehow we don't have family who are impacted by this, ourselves who are impacted by whatever it might be. And so that's kind of my bigger message is these are human beings. They mean well, they're trying, and I'm from council down to staff. They deserve respect. They owe you respect. But I don't know. And it gets worse with the social media where we just, if we can't get along, if we disagree on this issue, then I hate you for life. I don't get any of that. And that's my message is, you know, we're all humans. We're all trying. There needs to be a give and take. And at the end of the day, almost everything requires compromise. I was recently speaking to a young man who's thinking about getting in this profession. And I was talking about the importance of compromising, about listening and figuring out how you maybe tweak an ordinance or something to try to refine the balance. And he said about compromise, and people like that. And I just thought, oh, man, that's what it takes. Nationally, we look around, I guess, and we don't see that, but that's what it takes at the local level. There is no party way of filling a pothole or addressing a community concern. There's just the right way to treat people.
You talked a little bit about talking to somebody that was young and looking to get into the profession. I know through the years that many other city managers, not only around the state but around the country, have come to you for advice and wise counsel. And as you sit here today looking forward and to your retirement, but before that, what message would you have to give to your successor? What do you think that some of the key points could be during this time of transition for the town of Hilton Head Island?
You know, I was at a lunch yesterday with my mayor and the mayor of Savannah, and he talked about the manager that was there a short time that they're trying to replace, and that the fact that he just didn't get the community. And that was an interesting comment because you do have to get the community. And this is a community with high expectations. But what I would say to my successor is you've got a very talented team of people. You clearly have talent, or council wouldn't have brought you on board. Use those talents, use your staff to not only meet but to exceed those expectations of this community each and every day. But also, spend some time in the community and get what the community is. I think I had a benefit of having already been here for several years before I became the manager. I already sort of got it, and that helped a lot.
You've had one constant by your side, and that's been Mary Jo. Yeah. And as you all get ready to enjoy this next chapter and you move into retirement or the next phase, what are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to spending more time with her. She's going to retire as well. And just kids, grandkids, family and friends. But the other thing we want to do is, you know, we help re-nourish this beach. We help build these parks and these pathways. And it's time to enjoy that some more.
Yeah, we touched on the three things that as you sit here today that you're really most proud of, but there are so many accomplishments that you've been a significant part of, that you've driven, you led the charge on. And as I think back through the number of mayors that you've worked under and the number of councils that you've worked under and the number of committees that you've put together, and just on behalf of the community, we want to sit here today and say thank you. It's been a job well done, and it's certainly a pleasure to work with you and to follow your lead, follow your guidance, and knowing that in your heart, you always have what's best for Hilton Head Island. So we say thank you, we salute you, and a job well done, my friend.
It's kind of you, thank you.
Thanks everyone for listening to today's Hilton Head Island Bluffton Chamber 5 Questions With podcast. We encourage you to tune in for future episodes. We're going to be talking with more thought leaders from throughout the Lowcountry. Wherever you subscribe to your podcast now, whether it's iTunes or Spotify, that's where you'll find your chamber. So tune in for future shows and future podcasts with the Hilton Head Island Bluffton Chamber.